This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Meghan Markle, a bully?
These are serious allegations.
How the Duchess is defending herself as the palace opens an investigation. Then,
Laurie, how was your time in prison?
Lori Loughlin's life after lockup. And we're with Dr. Oz, how he saved a man's life in the airport.
There was blood under his head. There was no pulse.
Plus,
there is something in a marriage called pillow talk.
Newlywed Niecy Nash on Taking Over the Masked Singer.
Mine won't.
Then country star Carly Pearce, devastated by divorce.
I really did think I was going to die at times.
And the return of the real world. Only we're with original New York roommate Eric Nies here to co-host.
ET starts right now.
Let's be real. For a lot of you watching, your first taste of reality TV was with this man and his cohorts from the real world, New York. I mean, Eric, are you ready for all the hype and insanity that's about to start?
Born ready, Kev.
Yeah?
Born ready.
Always on his grind. We have so much to talk about, but first, will you help me with tonight's top story, because there is new Meghan Markle drama.
And that's just 4 days before the big Oprah tell-all.
Clearly, there is a war between the palace and the Sussexes. The Times published a pretty damning report alleging that the Duchess bullied two members of staff out of Kensington Palace shortly after the royal wedding in 2018 and made the life of another aide almost unbearable.
Meghan a bully? An internal investigation launched today by the palace, as the pregnant mom quickly fired back at the claims, saying she is the victim of a calculated smear campaign. We're told Meghan is especially upset and hurt because she herself has experienced harassment. Our source adds, quote, "The timing of all this ahead of the Oprah interview is obviously suspect."
Were you silent or were you silenced?
Prince Harry is also under attack in the British press after his late night bus tour.
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Now,
Prince Harry was being accused of being a court jester and being inappropriate by having that interview with James Corden air while his grandfather is seriously ill in hospital. There are calls by some royal commentators and experts who believe that this interview should be rescheduled and aired at a less sensitive time for the royal family.
All this comes amid a new report today that Meghan discussed an interview after the birth of Archie with Oprah's pal, CBS News' Gail King, but the palace shut it down.
I think one of the things we are going to hear on the Oprah interview is how really, when she married into the royal family, she essentially lost her voice.
I gotta ask you, there was no social media the first time around, but now there will be. How are you gonna deal with the bullying or the, you know, the naysayers?
Honestly, I have no idea, because I didn't experience this the first time around. You guys are just gonna have to bring me back on in a couple of months and I'll let you know how it went.
Be gentle, y'all, and just enjoy the show. It was a kinder and gentler time. All right, you know, Lori Loughlin became a giant target over the college admissions scandal, and Rachel Smith joins us with Lori resurfacing. Hey, Rach.
Kev, she did the time, and now we have our first sighting of Lori as a free woman again.
Lori, how are you? How was your time in prison?
Yeah, Lori passed on that question. The 56-year-old was spotted out for the first time since her prison release 65 days ago. Lori was dressed casual in designer sneakers that retail for around $600. She loaded up bags and delivered meals while volunteering with Project Angel Food. Lori's wedding band is still on as husband Massimo completes his 5-month prison sentence. But their story is far from over, thanks to an upcoming Netflix documentary.
The largest college admissions scam.
Operation Varsity Blues, out March 17th. We'll piece together the behind-the-scenes story using real conversations recreated by FBI wiretaps. Matthew Modine will play mastermind Rick Singer.
My families want a guarantee.
Now to an off-duty Dr. Oz using his medical training to save a life. He told me the situation was chillingly close to death.
What exactly happened at Newark Airport on Monday?
The man had essentially collapsed face planting. There was blood under his head. I rushed over. There was no pulse. He looked like he was an eggplant, dark blue. There was no oxygen moving. He was dying in front of me. So I tore his shirt, started doing chest compressions. By then, we had another officer who had brought the defibrillator. We shocked him. His heart came back. And that man I just texted with his wife, he's in the ICU, but doing well.
Okay.
And very optimistic.
This is not the first time. We at ET, we spoke to you after you saved a woman outside of Radio City Music Hall.
So you have seconds to begin to apply pressure.
And this cabin amputated the woman's leg. A young tourist, actually, 18 years old, who's a dancer. I still stay in touch with her.
Wow, a lot of people don't know this, but Dr. Oz not only saved that woman's life, he also helped her get a prosthetic leg. All right, let's move on now to country music star Carly Pearce. As a singer-songwriter, Carly had plenty of inspiration to draw from for her new album, including her high-profile split.
Here I am with I Hope You're Happy Now climbing the charts, and my personal life is crumbling. I really did think I was gonna die at times. I really did.
Carly says her divorce from husband of 8 months, Michael Ray, was something she never saw coming. The abrupt nature of the split last June led some fans to wonder, did he cheat?
It's hard to go through something so public and have people speculate, but I think at the end of the day, I've truly gotten to a place where I know the truth, my family knows the truth, my friends know the truth, and God knows the truth, and that's enough for me.
The 30-year-old calls it the hardest year of my life, but she's channeling the heartbreak into her new album, 29.
29 is the year that I got married and divorced.
Folks have called it a divorce diary, a breakup record, but how would you like to describe it?
29 was kind of the year that I felt like I was really coming into myself, and quite honestly, the rug was pulled out from under me in so many ways. I really don't think I could write something more honest.
Yeah. How is your heart now, Carly?
What a beautiful thing to be able to sit here and look at you and say, my heart's good. I'm hopeful and happy.
Are you ready to dip your toe in the dating pool again?
I've been on dates. I don't want anybody to think
successful?
That, successful. I don't want anybody to think that I'm like, I don't believe in love ever again. I'm hopeful to find love. I think I deserve real love.
Yes, you do.
And I look forward to finding that. But I know what
happens next. Girl.
And that talented lady deserves all the love in the world. And by the way, more happy news for Carly, Nichelle, and Eric. She was just nominated for 3 ACM Awards this year, including Female Artist of the Year. So good.
I know. It's well-deserved, Rachel. She's got a heck of a voice, that's for sure. All right, well, now to the big changes coming to The Masked Singer.
And next week's Season 5 premiere won't have main host Nick Cannon. Uh-huh. He took time to focus on his health after his coronavirus diagnosis.
Indeed. So coming in with the assist, the one and only Niecy Nash.
Welcome to the new guest host, me, Niecy Nash.
Oh, have you gotten a chance to speak to Nick at all?
I have had a chance to speak to him. He comes in a little, in like the second half of the season.
Okay.
I was honored to stand in the gap and just be a tiny placeholder.
Is there a world to where maybe you could come back, guest host again?
Is there a world? Yeah, I would. I mean, it was a great job.
I think it's Nick Lachey.
Jenny Slate.
Jamie Foxx.
The season of surprises.
Woo! This season, there's like a new twist. Wow.
Mind blown. I'm literally standing on stage. I have the IFB, and they're like, hey guys, in my ear, there's a wild card. Somebody else is coming out to join the competition. And I'm like, wait, what? And now we have a wild card.
I know exactly who it is.
You do?
No.
The 51-year-old fill-in host got a big welcome from producers. They surprised her with a video message from her new wife, Jessica Betts.
I wanted to cry my fake eyelashes off. I was like, oh my God, that was so great.
How could you not like spill everything about the Masked Singer to Jessica? Because she's a musician.
They keep those secrets like they are in a vault.
Yeah.
And everybody who came out and stood next to me with a big mask on, I'm like, did we date?
Niecy and Jessica said I do in August in a surprise wedding following her divorce from second husband Jay Tucker. The newlyweds were friends for years before things turned romantic.
I lovingly call her my husband.
I just gotta say, you look amazing.
Listen, this is the most I've ever weighed in my entire life, but this spouse says every pound, dang, you look good, girl.
You know, Eric, Niecy told me, when you're loved right, it's a game changer.
Oh, always.
Yes, yes, indeed. And you know what? Congratulations to Niecy because she's hosting this year's GLAAD Media Awards. The virtual ceremony will stream on YouTube and Hulu on April the 8th. All right, now we're going to keep things grinding with our guest co-host.
I was wondering if she was
going to
do that.
You knew I was going to get into it.
All right, let's pick things up with Star Wars fan favorite, Daisy Ridley.
Yeah, ready to pick up the lightsaber again?
I was shook.
Will she join the Mandalorian cast? Plus, only we're on the set of her new movie with Tom Holland and Nick Jonas.
Part of the job.
Then, Michael B. Jordan's action-packed new thriller.
Only E.T. is invited to my special new movie, Top Secret Movie Set. I don't know if that was English or not.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Now we're going to rewind with a grind favorite.
Daisy back. Eric Meese hosting MTV's The Grind.
Yeah, I think I could still do that.
You were our jam. I mean, you were the all-American boy with so much flavor. That's why we loved you.
Thank you.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Rachel, you were a little too young, I think, to watch The Grind, right?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. I mean, my parents said it was off limits for my little eyes and ears, guys.
It's okay. I watched enough for the both of us, so you're good.
Yeah, but speaking of blasts from the past, fans freaked out when Luke Skywalker showed up on The Mandalorian. And now the big question is, will Rey pop up with Baby Yoda? Well, only we found out from Daisy Ridley herself.
Are you hoping to revisit Rey, perhaps in the Mandalorian world?
I mean, I was shook. When I was watching that episode, and I was like, mother, it's Luke. I would say I'm really lucky. I have very exciting projects, of which I'm very excited to do. Obviously, never say never. But for now, it's a no.
Sure, Daisy's in one of the biggest movie franchises ever, but now she's starring in a new sci-fi adventure with Tom Holland. Yeah, Spider-Man from that other marvelous universe.
Wait a minute.
They're joined by Joe Bro, Nick, in Chaos Walking, dropping in theaters Friday. Daisy lands on Tom and Nick's planet, inhabited mostly by men, with a strange affliction. Their every thought is heard out loud, and we have an exclusive look behind the scenes.
Todd, I can hear everything you're thinking.
Stop looking at my noise.
Tom tweeted that he had broken his nose on set again. Do you remember?
Oh, I forgot about that.
He also had a problem with his tooth. Then he hurt his nose. And there was something else as well.
Ooh, looky here. Trevor Hewitt and his dumb dog begging for scraps.
Tom Holland is a great guy, although our relationship on camera is very tense, and we have a laugh about that off camera sometimes because I'm so mean to him, but, you know, it's part of the job.
Now, this is interesting. Daisy told us she never saw Tom in any of the Avengers movies until Endgame, and she was totally lost. Well, I wonder if she saw Black Panther, because we have Michael B. Jordan's new movie.
Give me a name.
Our first look at Without Remorse. Only E.T. was on set. Plus, we have an exclusive sneak peek at Keanu's surprising new role.
Oh, no. It gets way worse.
Then we catch up with the original Real World cast. Where are they now?
Hello? Like, whoa.
And why Eric says the show saved his life.
I was in a destructive path.
There's something inside of me that I can't turn off.
John Kelly is very good at what he does.
Need a little Michael B. Jordan fix? Well, today we got a first look at his new Prime Video film, Tom Clancy's Without Remorse. He plays a Navy SEAL with a vendetta, and only E.T. was on the Berlin set.
You don't want him on your bad side. Due to some tragic circumstances, he's a man on a mission.
Give me a name.
He was supposed to be dead.
Give me a name.
The movie's out April 30th, and looks like Michael's girlfriend, Lori Harvey, is ready. She posted, "Yes, I can't wait.
I'm gonna make it right."
It was so cold in Berlin, I think I'm still thawing out from that, but I am here for this entire movie. All right, Eric, before we talk about the Real World reunion, we did a little Where Are They Now with your castmates, so take a look at this.
Oh, boy.
So I'm back living in Birmingham, Alabama, and I'm married and have two kids.
I'm a writer. I'm actually up to my 14th book.
I'm still playing music. Whoa. I'm married as well.
This is a whole other level. Like, everything is the way that it almost was.
Boom, you're together in a pandemic. Hello? Like, whoa.
Listen, you definitely were one of my favorites on the show. My other favorite,
bring
Heather
her in.
B. And she's here today. So when they announced that you guys were coming back and you were gonna get back together in that loft after almost 30 years, Heather, I heard that you needed the most convincing out of everybody.
First, let me just say this. We did not know we were going back into the original loft. We don't live with six other people no more. We don't do that. We all need our space.
So I want to take you guys back real quick and listen to what Kevin and Julie told us about where they were and where they are today.
Get off the black white thing.
It's a reality.
What are you going to do, hit me?
Why do you assume? Because I'm a black man, I'm going to hit you. That's what you assume? Yes, you do.
Okay, no.
Why did you say it then?
Yes, people love to revisit the fight that Kevin and I had. But isn't it much more interesting the fact that we're still communicating, that we're still friends, that we're still close?
The way I have conversations like that now, I wouldn't do that. That's not who I am.
Did you have those moments where you were like, ugh, why did I say that? Or why did I do that?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't do that in their life?
The arrogance, the cockiness,
right.
The partying, mm-hmm. The outfits. Oh my gosh, that's what I was really mad over. I was like, why did I have that on? I don't know what I was thinking about. But yeah, it makes you look at yourself and some of the things you said, the healing, was shown, and the non-healing was exposed.
The real world may have saved my life.
Really? Why is that?
I was in a destructive path, self-destructive path, and I was carrying around a lot of suppressed emotions from traumas in my life, and it gave me the opportunity to make changes.
Guess what I have?
No.
Eric, you weren't physically in the loft. You weren't physically there. What was it like having to do that and not being able to have that, you know, physical touch?
You just did it. It's all coming up right now.
Oh.
I'm starting to feel it again. There's a lot of emotion there. I come on the screen for a little while. I'm not there 24/7 with the emotion.
And you weren't there because? He's like, I'm not gonna answer you.
You're gonna have to watch.
Cheers to the roommates.
Whoa. Cheers. Keeping it cheesy. I like that. Mm-hmm. By the way, neither one of y'all seem to age. This skin over here, I mean, I don't know what she's doing, but whatever she's doing, I want to do it too. Yeah, good stuff. All right, coming up.
Keanu Reeves' new excellent adventure, mm-hmm. Under the Sea, we'll explain next.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hey, losers.
Sage, glad you're here.
That is an exclusive look at Keanu Reeves as a spirit guide in the new SpongeBob movie. You know what? You could have gotten that role, Eric, because you've been a spirit guide.
I've had many experiences with spirits.
You know what? And they live in Bikini Bottom.
And I've had experiences with bikinis too.
Isn't this my hour of need?
Oh no, it gets way worse. Bye.
The SpongeBob movie, Sponge on the Run, premieres tomorrow on Paramount Plus and digital. Also tomorrow on Paramount Plus. Get ready, y'all. The Real World Homecoming, New York. Eric.
Yes.
It's that good, isn't it?
It's time.
Take care, everybody.
High school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama
every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.